Baltimore.
Broadcasting worldwide at any time, you are listening to the Washington Jewish Radio Network at WashingtonJewishRadio.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Larry Shore welcoming you to another broadcast of Washington Jewish Radio. Well, we've got a very fine program for you this morning. 2 hours of the finest in vintage and modern Jewish music, all culled from our family archive of over 120 years of great recordings. And with me this morning to bring it to you, as always, is Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, everyone. Good to be here with you all once again. Yeah, we have another great show for you. Lots of good stuff for us to get to. So what are we going to start off with?
Well, this is the Ruach Revival, not to be confused with the Ruach Band. Both of these very popular in the 1970s. I guess you can't copyright the word Ruach. In any event, Marty LeWinter, a very fine figure in Jewish music in that era, was the leader of the Ruach Revival. So here from their 1976 album, here's a very nice selection version of the Friday night song, Lecha Dodi, of course, from the Friday night davening. Here you go.
Save O Shivela, see call me, Matishtofahi, Matani. Och, yes, Suani, Yami, Vinivnis, so Yatila. Lecha Dodi, Likraskala. Neshavasnikavo. Lecha Dodi, Likraskala. Shalom, my head is followed, I'm the symbol of the Sahaba.
And they recorded back in 1976. They're the Ruach Revival and Lecha Dodi from the Friday Night Davening. Well, let's continue now. Here's more Hasidic music. Here's Michal Stryker and a very fine recording from 1995. Some lines from the prayer of Ahoy Nenu from the morning davening, asking Hashem to turn our hearts to the Torah. Here's some lines from it. Laman Lo Nivosh. Here's Michal Stryker.
Bye.
Recorded back in 1995 there, Michal Stryker, very fine, a singer of Hasidic music back in that era, and Laman Lanavosh from the morning davening. I hope you enjoyed it. Well, we'll continue now with a selection of the beautiful music of Israel, and this brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Serving the Mid-Atlantic area with the finest in Israeli giftware in Judaica for over the past 30 years, give him a call, 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999 for Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. So here's a very interesting recording, this from 1966, and it is a Hebrew version of the songs from the famous show My Fair Lady. And this one is a Hebrew version of the song Wouldn't It Be Loverly, one of the famous songs of the show, and it's Yofi Lee, sung by a singer by the name of Rivka Raz and recorded back in 1966.
די לי גם בחדרון אי שם, חדר קט אך סגור וחם, בוא רק כיסא ענק כואב, יהיה אז יופי לי. שוקולדים המון לזלול, ובחם לחמם את הכל, מה טוב ומה חמים אוהב, יהיה אז יופי לי. מה טוב ככה לשבת יופי טופי חם סביב לא הוציא אף החוצה עד שיבוא אביב על ברכי ראש המותה על הטפסע הרוח והוא אותי אוהב כל כך
recorded back in 1966 there from the Hebrew version of the show My Fair Lady. Very exotic when it was recorded back in 1966. And the song, the Hebrew version of the song Wouldn't It Be Loverly, and that Yofi Lee, a singer by the name of Rivka Raz from the Hebrew cast, singing the lead on that recording. And again, that brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Call him, 301-231-7999. Well, Ben's got his first one for us this morning, so we're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, we are going to continue now. New music from the Don Rachel Project.
Aha!
This is a song called Lehaamin.
הזמן עוד יתקן את כל מה שכבר נשבע אני שר יש מי ששומר את הטוב לידינו הוא תמיד מחכה כל מה שהיה פה ישתנה ממחר אם ננסה רק להאמין בלי לדעת להרגיש לגעת לדבר שאין לי יותר מה לומר לשחרר את הרגע זה טבעי לפחד מהטבע לחבק חזק בידיים כל רגע לפני שנגמר כל מה שהיה פה ישתנה ממחר הזמן עוד יתקן את כל מה שכבר נשבע ונגמר את כל התפילות הניסים בחיינו מתחברים הרגע הזה כל מה שהיה פה ישתנה ממחר אם ננסה רק להאמין בלי לדעת להרגיש בלי לגעת לדבר עם העיניים גם כשאין לי יותר מה לומר לשחרר את הרגע זה טבעי לפחד מהטבע לחבק חזק בידיים
And there you had it, that one, a really nice new song by the Don Rachel Project, that one called Leha Amin.
Very nice at that. Well, we go from the new to the very, very old, and I mean real old on the 78 groove. We're going back this week, Ben, to 1910. That would be 111 years ago for Francis Simonoff, a singer. I recorded this selection for Victor. This was one of the endearing song hits of the Yiddish theater that became a staple throughout the years, a song called the Spintele Yid, which means, of course, the Jewish spark. And you hear people still use that expression even nowadays. And inside, every Jew burns a spark, and whatever it takes to turn that spark into a full-fledged flame, well, that's what you need to do in your life. So here's a very famous song about the pride and being Jewish, of course, in the difficult times, especially in Europe and in other places where anti-Semitism, of course, never takes a day off. So let's go back now to 1910, this very, very rare recording, Francis Simonoff and Das Pintele Yid.
Ich bin so nervös, ich bin so nervös.
Recorded for Victor back in 1910, 111 years ago, the famous Yiddish theater song, "Das Pint al Yid," and sending this song, Ben said, even though they murder our brothers and they cause our life to have such misery, at the end, because we have the Pint al Yid, because we're strong and we're proud, the Glickishe Yishrulikal, it says, the happy Jew, lacht auf der Amulikal, they will laugh at Amalek. You know, of course, the quintessential anti-Semite, all because we have this Pint al Yid, the Jewish spark. And hope you enjoyed that very, very famous song from the Yiddish theater, probably one of the earliest recordings of it from way back in 1910. Let's continue now, more Hasidic music. Here's the Yeshiva Gevoha, recorded back in 1985, and this is Shir Hamalos. And this was the era of the synthesizers, and they all are in good working order on this recording. Take a listen.
Come on.
And they recorded back in 1985. They're the Yeshiva Gvoha in Shir HaMaalos, which is Psalm 126, recited before the benching, the grace after meals, then the couple extra lines that they add in at the end. And a very nice recording there from back in 1985. Well, Ben's got his next one coming up, so we're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, here is a really nice one. This is from a few years back, talking about what we like to talk about here on the show. This is a song called Generations of Song.
For man as its conductor to orchestrate each word. It's you, Hashem, who we will serve. We raise our voice in song. Eilecha Hashem, nafshi yekra. Now with deep anticipation, we await that final day. Single voice will pray. Vishal Nashir Shir Chadash, singing the same song. Shiru Lanu Mishir Tzion.
Each one feels as
And there you had that one, a real nice song. That one, Yehuda, called Generations of Song.
Yes, it was. Very, very nice. He's been getting it done for a long time now, Ben.
Yeah.
For sure. Very, very nice at that. Well, let's continue now with the first half cantoral. And here, a very nice selection by Chazan, who during his long and illustrious career actually davened here in Washington for a number of years, the late cantor Jacob Barkin. He was born in Uman, which is in the Ukraine, where all the Rebbe Nachman people go every year for Rosh Hashanah. He actually was born there, came to the United States as a child. His father was a Chazan, and he davened in a number of places in the New York area. Then in 1946, he came down to Washington and became Chazan of the Addis Israel congregation, one of the larger shuls here in town. And he was there for over 20 years before he accepted a very prestigious position in Detroit and davened there for many years and passed away some years ago. So here, a very nice recording from back in 1962 for the Birkas Kohanim, the blessing of the Kohanim. Here is the late Chazan, Jacob Barkin.
Thank you.
recorded back in 1962 there, the late cantor Jacob Barkin. That recorded during his tenure here in Washington, and Birkas Kohanim, the blessing of the Kohanim of the priest. And hope you enjoy. Some nice voice, huh, Ben?
Oh, definitely.
And he sounded a lot like Jan Pierce, so his voice was placed a little switch lower than that, but a fine, fine chazan. We feature recordings from him all the time here on the program and hope you enjoyed it. Well, Ben's got his next one coming up, so we're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, this is one that you will only find here on the program when we explain the backstory of something like this. So we had the opportunity a few years ago to go see Shulam Limer lead the Slicha service, and that was a great time. And in the time since then, he released this album called The Perfect Dream of covers of all of these different songs. And so this cover that he did is of the song that was the title track from The Prince of Egypt called
When You Believe. Play that all the time. You love that song.
I do love that song, and I always play it for the Passover program. So obviously we're out of season here. We're getting into November. It's not exactly Passover season, but I did discover this. I thought it was pretty cool. Now here's the really cool part. The production crew, to get him a backing instrumental and vocal part of this, got him with the band called Vocal Point from Brigham Young University. Huh. Now, of all the people to appear with Shulam Limer on this recording, that was not what I was expecting. So take a listen to this very cool cover.
All right, let's do it.
Ashina, Ashina, Ashina.
And that one, a very nice cover. That one, Shulam Lemmer from The Perfect Dream with the BYU vocal point. Yeah. Of all the people that do a great job singing a backing vocal.
Yeah.
They really did a nice job. They even got the Hebrew pronunciation down.
Yes, they did. Beautiful, beautiful recording. Nice job. Yeah, we were lucky to see him that time a few years ago doing the Slichas. Yeah. It was very, very nice, and he is definitely... He's one of the top figures in Jewish music, and now he's kind of branched out. You know, he's got this big recording contract, and he's singing all kinds of different stuff, and his beautiful voice. So, call a kovod, as we like to say. Good
for
him.
Yeah, and that song, again, from The Prince of Egypt, written by the legendary Jewish Broadway composer Stephen Schwartz.
Absolutely. All right, well, let's continue now. Comedy time, Ben. Here are the Leslie Brothers, great Jewish comedy vaudeville team, recorded for Banner in New York back in 1951. And the story of the French brothers, Rudy Reddy. Take a listen.
À vous te dire, avez-vous, who me?
Yeah, you.
À vous te dire, avez-vous.
Voici.
C'est voilà.
Who me?
C'est ha-ha.
Hey,
à vous te dire, avez-vous, à vous te dire, avez-vous.
And now we bring you the two zany professors, Rudy and Reddy, who are famous throughout all France. They have seen all the sights in Paris and are well-known parasites.
Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs, and the ganze Mischpuche. Permettez-moi de vous présenter our French lessons for today. Our French lessons for today will be mathematics, arithmetic. Rudy, ready?
Ready, Rudy.
Explain.
We do not wish any of you to misunderstand us when we say in mathematical language, Itzik, come up to the blackboard and make number one.
Schmutzik, you come up to the blackboard and make number two.
The rest of you make it in your seats.
If you need paper, come up to me. Tomorrow, students, bring your own paper because we shall study another subject.
Physics.
Oh, Rudy, do you see that beautiful French girl in the class?
Ooh la la, toujours l'amour. She's a Galiciana for sure.
Rudy, her name, you see, is Marie Levy.
She's very sweet and très jolie.
She tries to say she's from Paris, but we know her from the Bowery.
A vous, to dire, à vous, to dire, avez-vous,
who me?
Yeah, you.
Say, à vous, to dire, avez-vous.
Voici.
Say, voilà.
Who me?
Say, ha, ha, ha.
Hey,
à vous, to dire, avez-vous, à vous, to dire, avez-vous.
Rudy,
ready? Huh?
Rudy, ready?
Oh, I'm ready, Rudy.
Ready, Rudy?
Rudy, ready.
All right.
Wearing bracelets on her arms way up to here.
She walked into the store for a can of beer.
She called for the waiter and made him swoon as she petitely said, Garçon, gee soon.
Avou, to dear, avou, to dear, obey you, homie.
Yeah, you.
Say avou, to dear, obey you,
homie. Avou, to dear, obey
you, avou, to dear, obey you, avou, to dear, obey.
Rudy, ready?
Ready, Rudy.
Ready, Rudy?
Rudy, ready!
Don't holler!
Don't say it, I wouldn't holler.
I won't say it, don't holler. No way.
This girl, she met a bachelor
who was on the matrimonial shelf.
She offered her heart, her mind, and her soul.
But the good thing she had, she kept for herself.
Hey, avou, to dear, avou, to dear, avou, to dear, avou, to dear,
avou, yeah, you.
Avou, to dear, avou,
come see.
Say, comme ça.
Who, me?
Say, ha, ha, ha.
Hey,
avou, to dear, avou, avou, to dear, avou.
Say, Rudy, you ready?
I'm ready, Rudy.
Don't holler.
Rudy, ready, ready.
Don't holler. Don't strip me. Go ahead, you give me back my iPhone.
Ready, Rudy, Rudy.
I'm ready, Rudy.
And they're recorded for Banner in New York back in 1951. They're the Leslie Brothers, one of those great Yiddish vaudeville teams, and the story of the two French professors, Rudy Reddy. And they made a couple recordings for Banner there in the early 50s. Hope you enjoyed it. So in the weekly tour readings, we've just recently passed the point where we talk about the Akedah, the almost sacrifice of Yitzchak by his father. And then, of course, it turns out he doesn't have to do it. And it is, of course, one of the great events in the early years of the Jewish people that Isaac was spared and that the people would go on. And Schlock Rock made a spoof of a song made famous by ABBA called S.O.S., and this one called He Passed the Test. Here recorded back in 2010, here's Schlock Rock.
must go far away and leave your home behind. Take everyone with you and see what you will find. The angels came down from above. He ran and gave them food. To honor all his guests is what he understood. And he did fear me, wanted to revere me, passed the test. Head of our nation, reason for creation, passed the test. Turn to God, Abraham, who he had to go on. Turn to God, Abraham, who he just carry on. Now take your precious son, who is so very dear. Sacrifice him to me, you should not shed a tear. You didn't ask what's this about, you simply understood. If it comes from above, it has to be for good. And he did fear me, wanted to revere me, pass the test. Turn to God, Abraham knew he had to go on. Turn to God, Abraham knew he just carry on. Abraham knew he had to go on. Turn to God, Abraham knew he just carry on. Turn to God, Abraham knew he had to go on. Turn to God, Abraham knew he just carry on.
And there, the Schlock Rock recorded back in 2010, and a spoof of the old ABBA song SOS, and it was called He Passed the Test, of course, about Avraham Avinu, Abraham, our father, and hope you enjoyed it. You know, ABBA, they were big back in the day, Ben, and I'll tell you what, they had hit after hit after hit back in the 70s, and were very, very popular. Tell you the truth, I don't think any of them could speak English. I think they learned most all the music basically phonetically, but boy, oh boy, it didn't matter. They were so, so popular back in their day. Well, let's continue now. One more comedy. So today is October the 31st, and that means that today is Halloween. Now, in the pantheon of Jewish holidays, Halloween is not listed. However, there is one song that I always play on Halloween. It's a spoof of an American Halloween song made famous early in the rock era by Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers, called The Monster Mash, where he talked in there like Boris Karloff, who was in all the famous horror movies. And Country Yussie made a spoof of it in 1984 called The Shtiebel Hop. So here, in honor of the not-Jewish holiday of Halloween, here is The Shtiebel Hop.
Oh ja, ba 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 ba, shnai morg zum betales, as zwei menschen halt natales, ze oi mer ani mo zu si ho, ze zo kaz ich hab es gefunden, we ze oi mer ani mo zu si ho, und de zweite zo kaz ich hab es.
I was learning in the shtiebel late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. All the sfarim from the shelves began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, they did a shtiebel hop,
a shtiebel hop.
It's a hard dance to top.
They did a hop.
Once you start, you can't stop.
They did a hop.
They did a shtiebel hop.
Wow.
Then Bobby Comer jumped down from the wall.
Wow.
had Bubba Basra dancing into the hall. But Bubba Messiah, just after Luchas, was a busy dancing with Masech the Brachas.
They did a hop.
They did a stiebel hop.
The stiebel hop.
It's a hard dance to top.
They did a hop.
Once you start, you can't stop.
They did a hop.
They did a stiebel hop. The Mishnayos were having fun. The Siyum had just begun. The Gaboyim walked in and they took one look and they chalished one by one. The whole Talmud Bavli jumped down from the shelf, which left Yidushalmi all by itself. Then they formed a big circle and they danced the night through. So I got up to join them for a rikud or two. We did a stiebel hop. It's a hard dance to top.
We did a hop.
Once you start, you can't stop.
We did a hop.
We did a stiebel hop. Out from the Svarim Shrank a voice did ring. Seems it was troubled by just one thing. In a voice so loud that it couldn't be missed, it said,
whatever happened to the Chalirol twist?
It's now the hop.
It's now the stiebel hop.
The stiebel hop.
It's a hard dance to top.
It's now the hop.
Once you start, you can't stop.
It's now the hop.
It's now the stiebel hop. Well, now my stiebel is famous, you can well understand. And the stiebel hop is the hit of the land. If you want to learn it, we'll be happy to do. When you get to the stiebel, tell them Yossi sent you.
Stiebel hop.
Then you can stiebel hop.
The stiebel hop.
It's a hard dance to top.
Then you can hop.
Once you start, you can't stop.
Then you can hop.
Then you can stiebel hop.
Kims, Kims, let me dance in the stiebel hop. Vergesst weg in die Kisaske. Was war das Schardasch? Wir darf tun die stiebel hop a ganze Nacht. Kim, tanz. Kim, alle, let me tun die stiebel hop. A ganze Nacht, zusammen chaien.
And there, Washington Jewish Radio's contribution to the not-so-vast pantheon of music for the holiday of Halloween and a spoof of the famous song that they dredge up every year by Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers called the Monster Mash, and that a spoof of it called the Stiebel Hop. Well, we'll continue now as we finish up the first hour. One more selection before we go to the mid-break. So we're going to pay tribute on this selection and the next one after to a very sad event in the history of show business that occurred on October the 23rd, 1950. On that night, the lights of Broadway were turned off for a full 2 minutes, and when the Iron Dictator of Columbia Pictures, Harry Cohn, heard the news, he burst into tears and wept unashamedly at the Friars Club in Hollywood, for the great Al Jolson had passed away. He had come back from a grueling trip in Korea. The doctors had told him that he wasn't strong enough for the trip, but he said he couldn't let down his boys, the GIs, who he loved so dearly. And, of course, one of the great entertainers of all time. And to the Jews of Washington, he was a special treasure, for his father, Rabbi Moses Yolson, was really the senior Orthodox rabbi here in Washington for many, many decades. And it was from here that he left as a small boy and achieved great heights of show business fame. And when he passed away, he was in the midst of a sensational comeback triggered by the movie about his life, The Jolson Story. He is widely recognized as the first Jewish entertainer who wore his Jewishness outwardly. He never tried to hide it, and he was always there for Jewish charities, and there was always a Yiddish expression close by on his lips because it really was his native language. And he was famous for this particular song in Yiddish that he said that his mother taught him, and he recorded a couple times. This is the most well-known version of it, recorded back in 1947 for Decca as he was recording all his recordings during his comeback. Here is a Chazandul of Shabbos, a cantor on the Sabbath, a story about the cantor who goes to the small town for an audition, and each one of the three craftsmen compares the davening to his particular craft, the tailor and the shoemaker and the wagon driver. Very, very famous folk song at that. So here's the world's greatest entertainer, the late Al Jolson, and a cantor on the Sabbath, recorded for Decca out in Hollywood back in 1947.
He gekommen nach Hasen in a kleine Städtele zu dabnen ab Schabes, oho. Um die kommen zu Herren, die schönste Ballabatten in Städtel, oho. Einer a Schneider, oho. Die zweiter a Schuster, oho. Und die dritte a Balagula, oho. Die schönste Balabatten in Städtel. Macht der Schneider, oho. Hat er gedacht, oh, 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 hat er gedacht, macht der Schuster, oh, Mit den letzten Satzi, mit dem Beitrag Schneiderein, hat er gedacht. Hat er gedacht.
And they're recorded for Deck Out in Hollywood back in 1947 with Lou Brings Orchestra. They're the world's greatest entertainer, the late Al Jolson, and A Cantor on the Sabbath, a Chazandal of Shabbos, sung there in Yiddish, and hope you enjoyed it. Well, it's time for us to step aside right now for the mid-break, but we'll be right back after we step aside. Stay tuned. We're coming right back.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.
All right, let's continue now with the second portion of the program. So after Al Jolson passed away in 1950, there were so many, many tributes from the entertainment world, from the government, who decorated him posthumously with the highest civilian honor. And General George Marshall said that just like any soldier on the battlefield, Al had given his life in Korea, and tributes from far and near. And one of those was a song that was written by his longtime accompanist, the late Harry Axt, a song called Goodbye G.I. Al, talking about how much all the soldiers loved Al, and a very, very nice tribute sung by Eddie Fisher, who was a very up-and-coming singer at the time, who loved Al, and most everybody in show business worshipped him and his Al Jolson and his talent, and Eddie Fisher no exception. So here a very rare recording for RCA Victor in 1951. Here's the late Eddie Fisher and Goodbye, G.I. Al.
G.I.'s Al. When duty called, he'd start out and sing his heart out. And thanks to Al, the boys' morale was lifted by that gifted singing fool. You can bet that I will tell the angels you ain't heard nothing yet. And so farewell, so long, sleep well, it's goodbye, G.I. Can bet that I will tell the angels you ain't heard nothing yet. And so farewell, so long, sleep well, it's goodbye.
And they're recorded for RCA Victor back in 1951, a year after he passed away, a tribute to the late Al Jolson, song by the great singer Eddie Fisher called Goodbye, G.I. Al. And we take note of the passing of the man known as the world's greatest entertainer, the great Al Jolson. Well, now Ben's got another one for us, so we're going to go to that right now.
Okay, well, this is a really nice one. This is one that I was reminded of because of a article that I saw that was written about the group Left to Whore and all the music that they have put out recently. They actually got their start on one of the A.B. Rottenberg Journeys albums. And so I thought it would be cool to see us go back to the start. This is a song called Dreams Come True. It's from Journeys 4. And it is a song from the perspective of two brothers, one brother who has been in the United States and he's singing about his brother who was trapped behind the Iron Curtain in the Soviet Union and finally being able to come to the United States. And obviously, by the time this song was recorded, it was very much in a historical context. But very, very nice song. Here is Lev Tahor on the Journeys albums with Dreams Come True.
Let me tell a tale, I beg you all to listen. I think you'll recognize that every word is true. It's the story that I tell about my brother, the brother that I loved but hardly knew. We were forced to live so far from one another, but it was more than distance keeping him from me. While I had the right to lead the life I'd chosen, all he yearned for was the day that he'd be free. How I dreamed that one day we could be together, doing all the things that brothers do. But I feared that I would have to dream forever, for only dreamers still believe that dreams come true. Strength to gain his freedom and challenge those who dared keep us apart. I beg them for compassion, he's my brother, but there's no mercy when the soul is cold and dark. Oh, oh, cold and dark. The years and decades followed one another, and I worried what they must have done to me. Though the flame that made us brothers was still burning, I knew that tiny spark was growing dim. How I dreamed that one day we could be together, dreams come true. But he who rules the world heard our prayers. How I wept the day they set my brother free. And I wondered, would he find faith with his freedom? In my heart I knew that it was up to me. Dreamer.
let dreams come true.
And there you had it, Lev Tahor from the Journeys album, and that one called Dreams
Nice.
Come True.
Very nice at that. And they've been getting it done for a long time for sure, so very nice at that. Well, let's continue now. Here's another one of these great Pirche choirs. This one from Israel, the Pirche Zion Choir, recorded back in 1976, and Psalm 133, Hinei Ma Tov U'Manayim, how goodly and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity. Recorded back in 1976, they're the Pirche Tzion Choir and Hinei Ma Tov. We'll continue now. Here is the group Shoresh, recorded back in 1998, and this very nice version of Adon Olam, which is sung to the tune of the famous Israeli song Sharm El Sheikh, the one that had some political implications back in the day when the Israelis had to withdraw from the Sinai, and then people were singing it, the ones who didn't want to leave, and then the Israeli Broadcasting Authority banned it from the air for a while. And in any event, it's a great song. It's a great song, and it fits because, of course, Adon Olam has written what is called in English literature class in straight meter. So most of these things in 4/4 time fit it perfectly, and here's no exception. So here's Shoresh in a very nice version of Adon Olam to the tune of Sharm El Sheikh.
Adon Olam,
Sphere Nibra, Leg Nasa, Perchet Soko, Azai Melech, Shemoni Kra.
Recorded back in 1998. They're the Shoresh Group, and a great version of Adon Olam sung to the tune of Sharm El Sheikh, and hope very much that you enjoyed it. Well, Ben's got another one for us, so we're going to go to that right now.
Okay, well, this is a nice one. We're going to jump back in to some of the Israeli songs. Here is Yonatan Rizal with a song called Ben Hatzlilim.
Thank you. קחתי את עיניי היום אל עולם מופלא שסובב אותי אחד מאין סוף בני אדם חיות עצים פרחים ושמיים העולם הוא כמו אדם אחד בו אתה הלב אני העיניים הופקדנו פה מזמן מזמן לפרוח לגדול הגעת בשמיים זה בין הצלילים בין המילים ומעל הכוכבים וגם נמצא קרוב אליו עמוק בלב קורא לי אליו לבחור בחיים לא לשכוח לא להסתיר כך שלפני ששמש תשכח אולי אור חדש יאיר אולי עוד נשנה כשכל אחר פתאום התגלה כשדם צועק מן האדמה אחים ותמים אוזניים זה בין הצלילים, בין המילים ומעל הכוכבים וגם נמצא קרוב אליי עמוק בלב קורא לי אליו לבחור בחיים ולשכוח לא להסתיר כך שלפני ששמש תשכח אולי אור חדש יאיר אולי עוד נשנה זה בין הצלילים בין המילים ומעל גם נמצא קרוב אליי, עמוק בלב קורא לי אליו, לבחור בחיים לא לשכוח, לא להסתיר כך שלפני ששמש תשכח אולי אור חדש יאיר אולי עוד נשנה
at that one, a real nice one called Ben Hatzlilim by Yonatan Rizal.
Very nice. Well, let's continue now. More Hasidic music. Here is Mendy Wald, recorded back in 1999, just about at the end of the cassette era, and from the Daily Prayers, Hayom Yodea, that this is the day that we should know of the kingship of Hashem.
Ho, 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 ho היום תודה תוה אלוהים בישראל ואני יפתח ובבחותי שים איז כל הדורים האלה עמי לי השם עמי לי וידעו מה זה כי אתו השם הוא אלוהים
recorded back in 1999. There is Mindy Walden, Hayom Yodea, and I hope you enjoyed it. Well, Ben's got another one coming up right now, so we're going to go to that.
All right, well, here is one that we will get to in one moment. But first, we wanted to make sure that everybody was available and aware of the best ways to access the program. Of course, that is via your favorite podcasting app, whether that is iTunes or whether that is Spotify. We just want to make sure that everybody knows the best way. So make sure that that is exactly how you access the program. You can also go to the website for more information, WashingtonJewishRadio.com. Now, here is a real nice version of Osa Shalom, this one by Nava Tehila.
Osa Shalom b'momam Oyase Shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael Shalom imomam
Nava Tehillah in that one. A nice version of Osha Shalom.
Yes, very nice. Very nice at that. Well, let's continue now with the cantoral feature. On this week's cantoral feature, two very fine selections from a chazan who was very, very well known in Israel for many, many years, and that's the late cantor Ari Braun. Born in 1934 in Jerusalem, he was steeped in the cantorial art from his earliest days. Many of his family members, uncles and cousins were also chazanim. And for many, many years, he was the chief cantor of the Israeli Defense Forces, the position held now by Cantor Shai Abramson. And Cantor Ari Braun held it for many, many years. He was the chazan who sang at the funeral of Yitzhak Rabin and other important events in the history of Israel. And then he concertized also around the world, and he passed away back in 2010. So let's go back now to 1974. This from a very fine album called the Israeli Cantors Festival that came out back in 1974. Here is the late cantor Ari Braun and Lekel Baruch from the Daily Prayer Book. To the Blessed God, they offer sweet melodies.
Smirat Yahmeir,
Recorded back in 1974 at the Israeli Cantors Festival. There, the late cantor Ari Braun and Lekel Baruch from the Daily Prayer Book. Well, another selection by this very fine chassan after Ben reminds you about things that you need to know.
You know, the technology may have changed since ELO first recorded this song in 1976, but the message still rings true today. Contacting us is as easy as picking up that telephone, or laptop, or tablet, or smart TV. Well, you get the point. Keeping in touch with us is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Email us at info@WashingtonJewishRadio.com. 2. Tweet us at WashJewRad. And 3. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WashingtonJewishRadio. The website is found at WashingtonJewishRadio.com and is fantastic, featuring an extensive archive of every show, plus a weekly blog that recaps the show. Your feedback matters, and we always love to hear from you. Stay in touch. The best feedback might just be read on the next show. Could it be yours? Get in touch and find out today.
All right, let's continue now with another selection by the late cantor Ari Braun. A lot of people think, and it is a little bit similar, rather, that his voice does resemble that of the great Chazen Moshe Eicher. So very fittingly, on this 1979 album, cantor Braun sings one of Moshe Eicher's compositions for V'Yerushalayim Ircha from the Daily Prayer Book, a prayer asking Hashem to rebuild the city of Jerusalem. So let's go back now. Here's the late cantor Ari Braun.
Oh,
And they're recorded back in 1979. The late Cantor Ari Braun, for many years, chief cantor of the Israeli Defense Forces, and via Yerushalayim Yerachal, the composition of the great Chazon Moshe Eicher. And hope very much that you enjoy. Some nice voice, huh, Ben?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, he was very well known and concertized extensively in the United States, and was very, very fondly received here in the United States and, of course, in Israel for many, many decades. Hope you enjoyed those very fine recordings. And it brings to a close the cantoral feature. It also brings to a close the program. Our 2 hours together are up. And this is Larry Shore thanking you very much for listening, hoping that you enjoyed what you heard and that you will make it a point to be with us again next week for another edition of the program. So until then, this is Larry Shore saying be well, Zay Gesint, Hadigedavach, have a good week, and be with us again next week.
And this is Ben Shore. Thank you, everybody, for checking out the program this week. We will see you next week for another edition of the program. So until then, thanks for listening.
Until then, Larry Shore saying be well, Zay Gesint, and have a great week. Thanks again for listening, and take care.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.